Please turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and remain standing. Revelation 21, we're going to read the first seven verses together, and we'll read this passage responsively. Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Brother Hawkins, that's the last book of the Bible, okay? Just trying to help you there. Yes, page number 363 in Church Bible Publishers book, or Bibles. With the wide margin edition. How about that, Brother Barnes? All right. Revelation chapter 21. We're going to read the first seven verses together, and we'll read this passage responsively. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And let's finish on verse number 7 together. Ready? He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And let's pray. Father, once again, we thank you for being our God. Lord, I'm so glad we don't pray to a statue or a piece of wood or a piece of stone or to something that's not even real. We pray to the true and the only living God. I pray that you'd help us today. Lord, there are people here with heavy hearts. There are people here with a spirit that has been troubled because of either in recent days or in many years gone by, the passing of a loved one. Lord, I pray that you'd help us today in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We hear a lot about what will be in heaven. And I'm glad we hear a lot about what someday will be in heaven. Heaven is a very wonderful place. A beautiful place. Heaven is not some, and I'll use a term here just because I think people can relate to it, but heaven is not some Disney palace in the clear blue sky with clouds floating underneath it. Heaven is a real place. Heaven is just as real as planet Earth. We've allowed Hollywood, we've allowed the world, we've allowed denominationalism, we've allowed perverts to influence our opinion of what heaven is. Heaven is not some city floating in the clouds and we sit on clouds sprinkling spoofle dust everywhere. Heaven is a real place. Heaven is more than we can imagine. Now, you have to understand something. God is very consistent in creation. We have, depending on what scientist you listen to, 8 or 9 planets. It's amazing how for hundreds of years Pluto could be a planet and some idiot decided it's not. Okay? Who is it for them to decide anyway? But it's amazing. All of the planets are round. All of God's creation is that way. You say, well, how can you get a city that is built 4 square and it be round? Guess what? The circumference and area of a circle is more exact than a cube. Just so you know. It is the same dimension in all directions because of it being a sphere, just like Earth. Now, that is God's plan. And I believe heaven is a real place. I know everything in Hollywood now, are we alone? Are there aliens? No, there's not, but there is a place called heaven where there are where the redeemed have gone, where the saints of God go, and it is a real place just like this is a real place. Now, I realize the heaven talk, or the Bible talks about heaven having mansions, having streets of gold, having 12 gates that are made of one pearl each, walls of jasper, a river as pure as and clear as glass, and it is lit by the Son of God himself. There will be no night. It is lit by the body of Jesus Christ. I have a friend of mine who on Sundays will often text me and say, "Have a happy Sunday," and it's spelled S-O-N-D-A-Y. And I love that. We're someday going to have a Sunday that is not lit by the outward sun, but by the Son of God. Now, heaven is a place that would be greater than any human being could ever imagine. It's a place where we can have fellowship with God as God originally intended for man to have with God. We will not only be able to see God, we'll not only be able to hear God, but we will actually be able to fellowship and talk with and walk with and be with God himself. Wow. Can I tell you something? We're going to be with our friends who have gone on before us. We'll be there with our loved ones who have gone on before us. We'll be there with the heroes of yesteryear. We'll be there with those that we've known and we've read about in history. I watched Brother Ed just shake his head, and I know who he was thinking of. He was thinking of our preacher, Brother Hiles, that's there. I'll get to see him again. I'm not sure Ed will, but I will. It's a place that I'll get to see my grandparents again. I'll get to meet Charles Spurgeon. I'll get to meet J. Frank Norris. I'll get to meet D.L. Moody. I'll get to meet some of the, I'll get to see Brother Roloff again. He will not be flying a plane this time. And I'll get to see others. By the way, many of you, you'll get to see those children that were never birthed. Those of you ladies that lost a child and God took that child, guess what? You'll meet that child someday. And that's a place that heaven will be like. Can I tell you something? What a sweet place heaven will be. What a place heaven will be. But that's not today's sermon. You say, wait a minute. You got me all wound up. Now what are you going to do? Heaven is also a place where there are going to be things that won't be there. My sermon today is called Things That Will Not Be in Heaven. Things that will not be in heaven. Heaven is a place where there will not be some things. It's not a place that has everything that you know today. Matter of fact, God very pointedly said there will be no more, and he lists several different things. By the way, can I tell you something? When God said it, that does it. There used to be a saying back in the, I guess it originated back in the 70s. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, I hate to tell you, that's about one third wrong. God said it, that settles it. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. If God said it, doesn't matter who believes it, it's done. And heaven is a place where some things will not be. And today, I want to show you what's not going to be in heaven. Hang on. We're going to shout a little bit, amen? Number one, in heaven, there will be no more crying, no more tears. I want you to notice Jesus, God says here in Revelation 21, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. A little bit later in that verse, he said, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Whew. I don't know about you, but I get weary sometimes of weeping. I get weary of shedding so many tears. I used to hear older preachers preach, and boy, they would just weep and sob, and I'd think, man, why in the world do they cry so much? And I'd hear Brother Hiles say, life is a veil of tears. I understand it more now. I do. I see the stinger of pain, and I see the hurt of pain and of sin. I see the stinger of death. I deal with the hurts and the grievances of people so much. Wow, I understand. Guess what? Listen to this. Did you know in heaven there's not going to be any hurt feelings to where you're going to cry over it? Do you realize in heaven you'll never have hurt feelings again? So there's not going to be any more crying in heaven. By the way, some of you fellas need to get it out now because you won't be able to when you get there. I'm a man. I don't cry. Guess what? Jesus wept. I don't know a better man than Jesus. You're not better than he is. Heaven is a place where you'll never have hurt feelings. Heaven is a place where your emotions will never hurt again. Can I tell you something? Our emotions get hurt here on earth. We have people disappoint us here on earth and we cry. We have people who we love and we thought loved us and find out that they've treated us wrong and it hurts. Can I tell you something? That won't happen in heaven someday. People won't mistreat you in heaven. They won't misread you in heaven. They won't hurt you ever again because you'll be in heaven. And God said he's going to wipe the tears away from our eyes. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to that day. A couple little ladies in this room right now. I sat with you as your husbands went to heaven recently. We cried and we rejoiced because they got to go there. But guess what? God's going to wipe those tears away someday. Whew. It's going to happen. I hate saying this, but you're not going to cry over what you didn't get that you wanted in heaven because you'll never have an unmet need when you get to heaven. You'll never have an unmet desire when you get to heaven. See, you won't cry over the fact that you didn't get what you wanted because you'll have everything and more than you could ever want for when you get to heaven. The Bible says there will be no physical pain. Folks, I understand what it's like to literally cry in pain. I've been there. I've had a kidney stone. Matter of fact, I've had five of them. That's enough to make any baby cry. Let me tell you, I have those aches and pains as you have had. Can I tell you something? You won't cry when you hear the word, it's cancer. Because there won't be any. There will be no cancer. Miss Brinklow, you won't cry over the fact that the foot won't heal because God's going to take it away. Not the foot, the disease. Guess what? Casey, no broken bones in heaven. Amen. No legs that need to be put back together or arms or hips or any other part of the body because God's going to put it back together in its original design and it'll never feel pain again. There's going to be no bumps and bruises, especially when you hit your toe on the footstool in the middle of the morning and break your toe. I don't know who would ever do a thing like that, but there's going to be no bruising and no pain from that. There's going to be no emotional pain. There's going to be no spiritual pain. Folks, guess what? I'm about to shout. Nobody will ever hurt you in heaven again. Amen. Amen. Ever. I'm about really ready to shout here. You won't cry over the fact that you've even hurt yourself in heaven. You know, it's pretty easy to forgive somebody else, but forgiving yourself's sometimes tougher. But do you know what? You're commanded by God to forgive yourself as much as you're commanded by God to forgive somebody else. There are people in this room, you need to use this altar to forgive yourself because God already did. And when you get to heaven, you won't cry over your mistakes. You won't cry over your sins because they're not going to be there. You'll never cry over a child that has broken your heart. You'll never cry over a parent who did not treat you as you feel they should have. You'll not cry over that friend that you thought would be a friend for life that has now stabbed you in the back. Guess what? That won't happen in heaven. There'll be no crying over that. None whatsoever. Say, oh, you just don't understand, preacher. You've never been hurt like I've been hurt. Right. Oh, I understand. But can I tell you something? when you get to heaven, it's not going to hurt because it's not going to be there. Now watch this. I'm about ready to take my shoes off. Number two, there's going to be no death in heaven. There's going to be no cemeteries in heaven. There's going to be no funeral home in heaven. Thank God. There's going to be no funeral chapels in heaven. No graveside service. None of that. There'll be no taps in heaven. Can I tell you why? There'll be no sin there. Folks, when we get there, there won't be any sin. And the only reason we have death is because of sin. For the wages of sin is death. Guess what? When we get there, there's no death because there is no sin. Matter of fact, I want you to read something with me. Look at verse 4 again. Here's where it's going to get hallelujah. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither pain, for the former things are passed away. Whew. Now look at me. Hang on. Jeannie, when Bill went to heaven, he passed away. Sally, when your hubby went to heaven, he passed away. Guess what? When we get to heaven, our sin passes away. Our sin dies. Watch this. Our sinful nature dies. That old flesh will die and our sin nature with it. But watch this. Let's read the next verse. And he that sat upon the throne, behold, I make all things new. Not only does our sin nature die. Listen to this. You won't remember what your sins are. You'll have no memory of your sin. God said he's going to pass it away and make it all new. Can I tell you something? You will not remember your sin in heaven because to remember it, you would sin again by remembering it. God's, by the way, that's why God said there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Not only do we not see it, God doesn't see it. And the memory of it shall be wiped away. Can I tell you something? That sin that's bothering you right now, that sin that has been haunting you all this time, when you get there, it won't haunt you anymore. Heaven is not only a place where there is no sin. Heaven is a place where there is no memory of sin. Heaven is a place that will have no death because death is the veil that we cross through to get there. And our sinful nature gets left behind. It passes away, but we live forever. Whew. There's going to be no weeping over your sin in heaven. You will not weep over your sin in heaven ever again. Can I tell you why? Because it's passing away. There'll be no recollection of your sin in heaven. I don't care how bad it was. Can I tell you something? Why don't we start living heaven on earth? Why don't we start forgiving one another? Why don't we start forgiving ourselves and go forward and live with a little heaven on earth? Okay, you messed up. Who didn't? Let's go forward. Let's go forward. Guess what? You'll not suffer for your sins in heaven, Brother Mike. Can I tell you something? I've heard it preached. When you get to heaven, bless God, God's going to put up a giant movie screen. This is back in the 70s. A giant widescreen TV for the modern generation. HD. Amen? He's going to put up this giant screen and show all the events of your life, and God's going to judge you for it. The moment you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, all the judgment was cared for. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. You'll never face judgment for it because you faced it at salvation. Amen. You'll be rewarded for the good that you did. You'll receive rewards for what you do. But God's not going to show all the things you did on earth that were bad because he'd have to bring sin into heaven. And there'll be no sin there. And there'll be no memory of your sin. Whew. Folks, I hate to tell you, we're going to have a time up there. Your loved ones that are up there are having a time up there. Good night. They would not come back to this old ball of dirt if they could. They have no desire to be back here, though they love you, though they miss you. Heaven's a whole lot better. Heaven's a whole lot better. Folks, because there's no death, guess what? There's no goodbyes there. Do you know when you get to heaven, you'll never have to say goodbye to anybody ever again? Never again. Never again will you face a goodbye that will last any longer than you want it to last. Seriously. Where's Brother Taylor at? Brother Taylor, I already put my order in, just so you know. Mrs. Brining's going to be on one side. Ellen Moore's going to be on the other. And Kay's going to be behind you. You ain't getting out of that life forever, amen? Now, wait a minute. you had to be on our senior citizen trip to really fully appreciate that one. Can I tell you something? There's never going to be a goodbye in heaven. Those of you ladies that said goodbye to a child that God gave you that may not have been born, you'll meet that child and never say goodbye again. God gave you a special gift. That child is in heaven. By the way, that child never faced sin, never faced death, never faced pain, never faced any of that. And God had a specific purpose for that child in heaven. And God honored you by being able to be the one to carry that child until he was ready. Whew. Can I tell you something? It's okay. And don't get mad at me when I say this. I've preached funerals for small children. I've preached funerals for teenagers, young adults. And I hate to tell you this, God didn't take them early. God's timing's perfect. Well, I lost my child at this age. I don't understand why God took them early. God took them right on time. His timing was perfect. You have to come to grips with it. Well, God took my husband awful early in life. God's timing was perfect. Did you catch that? Don't get mad at God over his timing. You don't understand it like he does. Can I tell you something? His timing was perfect. It's okay. So in heaven, number one, there'll be no tears, no crying. Number two, there's going to be no death. Number three, there will be no influence of evil or sin in heaven. Can I show you something? Look at verse number 8. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Guess what? We're never going to have to put up with hearing God's name taken in vain when we get to heaven. We're never going to have to be putting up with people that live in immorality in heaven. We're not going to have to put up with all of the wickedness, the vileness, the sin, the lying, and all of the deception of the world that goes on in everyday life. We won't have to put up with it in heaven. If there is a television, there won't be a Hollywood, that's for sure. Can I tell you something? Heaven is so wonderful that there's not going to be any influence of the devil there. Matter of fact, God got rid of the influence of the devil by the third of the angels that followed him to hell. God created hell for the devil and his angels. Now watch this. There's not going to be any lying in heaven. That means no politicians will be there. Glory to God. Yeah, and the news media is going to precede them. Amen. Can I tell you something? Can you imagine just a day of your life with no lying? I mean, not just you not telling a lie, but somebody not telling you a lie. Our world lives a lie. There's going to be no fear there. Do you know when you go to heaven, you're not going to have to worry about locking your door? You're not going to have to worry about locking your car? You're not going to have to worry about being mugged? You're not going to have to worry about being murdered? Folks, look at me. You're not going to have to carry a gun to protect yourself. There's nothing to be protecting yourself against because there is no threat of sin or evil. This might sound strange to you, but there's no fear of being caught because you won't be doing anything wrong. Folks, there's not going to be any influence of evil. You say, well, preacher, you just don't understand. I've been so hurt because somebody said something that's not true about me. No. You think you're the only person in the world somebody ever said something about that wasn't true? How dare you think you're the only person? Can you imagine? Everybody look at me for a second. Can you imagine what the news media would do if Jesus were alive today, how he would be crucified? You talk about a slaughter of Jesus' name. Can you imagine what the news media would do with the life of Christ today? You think you're the only person somebody said something about that wasn't true? Why do you live such a miserable life over what they say? Good night. I decided a long time. They've been saying a lot of things about me for a long time. And may I say this, guess what? Some of it is true, but most of it's not. Most of it's not. You say, well, I heard, I don't care what you heard. Yes, I'm a sinner, just so you know. I wish I could tell you I'm not. I don't enjoy it, but I am a sinner. But why should we go around talking about everybody's sin? By the way, here comes my fit. That's why in this church, when somebody does something wrong, listen to this. There's no such thing in the Bible that you bring them up on the church platform and make them tell the whole church what wrong they did. That's wicked as hell. That's gossip. That has nothing to do with you. They don't get forgiveness from you. They get forgiveness from God. And nobody needs to know about it. Well, I'm just sick and tired of you people that cover up sin. We're not covering up sin. You better be glad it's covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. By the way, when we get to heaven, there's going to be no false doctrine there. Amen, Brother Gus. We're not going to have to put up with Islamic doctrine. We're not going to have to put up with Buddhist doctrine. We're not going to have to put up with Jehovah's false witness doctrine or Mormon doctrine or Southern Baptist doctrine. We're going to have God's doctrine. Amen. Amen. There's going to be no God haters in heaven. Next. This one might sound a little strange, but there's going to be no night there. There's going to be no night in heaven. Can I tell you why? Because Jesus is the sun. He is the light, and his light will never set on heaven. It will always shine bright. Jesus is the light, and his light will never be gone out. You'll never escape the light of the Savior. By the way, that darkness brings fear. Did you ever notice darkness brings a little bit of fear? You tough guys, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever walked through the woods when it's dark and you didn't have a light? I don't care how tough you are, there's a little bit of fear that goes with that. Amen, Brother Jimbo? I went hunting down in South Carolina when I was an assistant pastor down there. I forgot my light one day, Brother Ed. I was walking back there by my stand, and you don't understand, South Carolina has some strange critters down there. You're walking through ankle-deep water, and you hear this sound that goes, burr, burr. Now, you West Virginians think that's a big bullfrog. I'm watching Mrs. Hawkins go, that's an alligator. Man, I shot a six-point buck one day, went back to get him, and there was three alligators coming on it. Say, what'd you do? They ate the deer, and I went home. They can have him. I'll go shoot another one. I ain't fighting no stupid alligator over a deer. There's not a deer worth that. Now, wait a minute. I was walking back to my stand. I'm walking through palmetto fronds and trees and this and that. And all of a sudden, I felt that wonderful presence of in my face. I hit a spider web. Now, you've never seen spiders till you've seen those ones in South Carolina. The body is about the size of a silver dollar or better, and then the legs spread out from there. I mean, the whole thing fit in your hand. All of a sudden, you're walking through that thing, and this thing just absorbs you in your face. And you go like this, and then you feel it crawl across the back of your hand. You'll scream like a little girl. I don't care who you are. And I'm not afraid of spiders. My wife and I, we used to laugh. My mom and dad know this. They have what they call palmetto bugs down there. How do you know what I mean, all right? They look like a giant cockroach on steroids. They're about that big, and they fly. And when they fly, they go, they sound like a B-29 coming at you. My mom and dad came down, and man, they're running everywhere. I told my mom, I said, just grab two of them. We'll put them on the kids' feet and teach them how to roller skate, amen? They're just that big. I mean, they're 4, 5, 6 inches long. I mean, they're not dirty. They're not like a cockroach. They're very clean. They really are. They have nothing. They're nothing like what you would think. But boy, are they creepy. And you're walking through the woods at 5 in the morning, and all of a sudden you hear this right by your ear. You're going, I mean, it gets you. You say, what is that? That fear of night. Oh, we'll find out how tough you are. Why don't you go sleep in the graveyard tonight? You say, oh, no problem. Yeah, right. Now, wait a minute. There's an uncertainty to darkness. Can I tell you something? There's no uncertainty in heaven. Because there will be no darkness. There will be no night. You won't get tired and worn out in heaven. Thank God. There'll be no time change in heaven because there'll be no time. There won't be setting the clock ahead and setting the clock back. And what week do we do it? And what month do we do it? And there's none of that because it's always going to be daylight. You can work and work and work and work and play and play and play and play and work and work and work and work and never get tired because there is no night. You'll never go through those dark spells of emotion. You'll never go through those dark hours of grieving and depression because there's no night there. There is no emotional night, there is no physical night, and there is no spiritual night. There is no night because Jesus is the light and He'll light it all up for us and everything will be fine. Number 5. Here's where you all should shout. There will be no economic problems in heaven. No economic problems in heaven. Oh, I missed one. There'll be no cats in heaven. I didn't get yesterday's church mail till this morning early. I went out there and grabbed a wad full of things, and I opened up one, and it was a package from my dear friend Brother Owens, and it had something in it that he sends me pretty regularly. And then there was a card. He said, I was thinking of you. I opened up this envelope, and on the front of it is this white kitty cat. He said, I saw this and was thinking of you. So I texted him and said, I got your card, thank you, groundhog season's around the corner, I'll use it to sight my gun in. Folks, there will be no economic problems in heaven. Guess what? You're not going to have any mortgage to pay. Glory to God. You're not going to have a car payment. You're not going to have a utility bill. You're not going to have a credit card bill. You're not going to have any bills to pay when you get to heaven. Say why? Because when you get there, it's all paid for. Jesus already paid for it. When you get there, guess what? There'll not be any guy on the side of the road holding a sign, "We'll work for food, homeless." Because there'll be nobody that's homeless in heaven. Folks, there'll be no poverty. There'll be nobody that goes to bed hungry. There'll be nobody that has any hunger. Whew. Personally, I think we're going to be able to eat as much as we want and not gain weight. Glory to God. Ladies, you can eat all the chocolate you want and never have an expansion program. Man, I was looking for words on that one, Brother Buck. You saw me worried by that one. I'm watching Brother Buck going, uh-oh, what's he going to say? Now, wait a minute. You're not going to have any welfare in heaven. You're not going to be taking from the rich, giving to the poor. Taking from those that work to give to those that won't work. There'll be no need of that. Huh. Guess what? You'll not make a bad investment. You'll not waste your money. And I help people with their finances. I enjoy doing it. And may I say this, work hard so that someday when you leave this world, your family doesn't have a mess financially. I'm not mad at anybody that has, but boy, you'll help those that you leave behind if you can leave some security there. I'm not talking about wealth, just not a lot of debt. You know what? You'll not waste any money in heaven. You won't waste any money. Ladies, you won't have to go buy dresses. The guys can go buy the guns they want. You won't waste any money in heaven. Guess what? There won't be any money spent on sin. Whew. You know, if you took all of the money that is spent in America on sin, alcohol, tobacco, illicit drugs, pornography, all of the filth and vileness of this world, and you reinvested that, can you imagine what America's economy would be like? Can you imagine what the world economy would be? You see, we won't spend our money on sin. You won't ever have to worry about checking your bank account. You won't ever have to worry about checking your checking account to see if the money's in the bank to pay for it. Guess what? It will be. It will be. Number one, you won't have any bad desires, but number two, it's all going to be there because you inherit the riches of God Himself. Guess what? He owns it all. He owns it all. So there's not going to be any tears. There won't be any death. There won't be any sin or memory of sin. There won't be any influence of sin. There won't be any night, and there won't be any economic problems. But there will be one more thing not in heaven. It's not going to be as fun. I honestly don't want to even say this, but I must. There'll be no lost people in heaven. I don't know about you. That breaks my heart. There will be people that will be forever in hell. And I believe God will have to wipe the tears and that memory away from us because I don't think we could survive eternity with that on our mind. That means that lost loved one that you have right now, unless they get saved, they won't be there. And God God will actually wipe their memory from you so that you can take it. That means that friend that you know that you've not witnessed to, if they die and go to hell, they won't be there. That neighbor won't be there. Brother Ed, in heaven, I won't be able to take my New Testament out and walk up and say, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven when you die? Let me show you what the Bible says. There won't be any soul winning in heaven, Brother Gus. I don't know about you. That bothers me. That bothers me. Thinking of somebody that is lost and on their way to hell. That bothers me. My mom and dad will know this name. They're the only ones that would know it. We had a neighbor. Lived right next door. He and his dear wife Paul and Millie Culp. C-U-L-P. Oh, they were kind of like adopted grandparents, neighbors. This is back in the day where America knew their neighbors. I remember one day he was out sitting on his little cushion pulling weeds in the driveway and locked himself out of the house. We pushed a screen through and I crawled through the window of his house and went in and walked all the way around the house and unlocked the house for him. That's the same neighbor that I hit a golf ball with a baseball bat and broke many a windows for him. Harry, Mr. Culp had cancer. Used to smoke a pipe. Oh, sometimes it smelled good. Sometimes that was nasty stuff. But Mr. Culp was dying of cancer, and I remember as a boy, one day we were sitting in the driveway pulling weeds together. I said, Mr. Culp, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? He was a Catholic man. I think, or Lutheran or something like that. Lutheran, not much difference. He said, I think so. I've been pretty good. I got baptized. I said, Mr. Culp, I love you. You're like a grandpa to me. Sitting there while he was on his cushion and I was on my knees, I gave him the gospel and he got saved. I'll get to see him someday. Oh, his death bothered me. I, for the first time, faced death with somebody that I knew close. It was hard. Guess what? I'm going to get to see him again someday. Huh. I wonder how many people I should have told that I haven't. I wonder who will die and go to hell because I didn't tell them. I wonder what person that I was supposed to talk to that I did not talk to. That person that I thought, oh, they don't want to hear it. I'm going to tell a story. Mrs. Collin yesterday, so proud of her. Hannah came to our house for a little while yesterday to, I was going to say be with my daughter, but she came to play with my puppy. she came to be at our house for a while yesterday, and Mrs. Collin had gone home, and on her way into their subdivision, there was two people out, and she said, Preacher, she said, I had that feeling. I was supposed to tell them about the Lord, and said, no, I'm not going to do it. She said, every time I've had that, and I've talked to them, they've gotten saved. She was trying to reason. Well, I got to go back in a little while. If they're still out, I'll talk to them, you know, that kind of thing that you do. And the Lord bothered her, and she went back. She won both of them to Christ. She even told them. She said, I almost didn't come back. I was afraid. Can I tell you something? Those folks will be in heaven because she listened. I wonder how many people God's told us to do that with and we'll let them die and go to hell. I wonder how many of our family we're afraid to talk to. Well, if you're afraid to talk to them, get me an address. Either I or I'll get somebody to talk to them. They need to get the gospel. Sally, we're just across the street over here. Her husband was passing. And after about 24 hours, she had some family members that weren't quite sure about this Baptist preacher because they ain't never met one before. You have to understand, Baptist preachers are creatures to most people. You know, the preacher creature. I had finally won a little bit of confidence in them, got the gospel to them. I watched your husband's son and daughter-in-law get saved. Whew. Can I tell you something? I'll be honest with you. When all that took place, I was going through a battle. I didn't, Brother Mike, much feel like telling anybody about the Lord. Brother Bob, I was almost mad. But I said, Lord, you give me somebody to help, I'll help them. Sandy's daddy was dying. It was hard. Sweet, but hard. She's got a little bit of a rough family. I remember at the funeral, though, people getting saved. Guess what? If they die and go to hell, it's not because they didn't hear it. Amen? And it's not because that man and his dear wife didn't want them to hear it, because they got it. Bob said, give it to them strong, preacher. Yes, sir, I'll do it. And we did. Can I tell you something? Lost people cannot be in heaven. They'll be there momentarily. They'll receive their final punishment. You know the last thing they will ever see is what they could have had and did not get. Because hell is total darkness. They will look into the face of God himself and go throughout eternity having seen it and never able to have it. That's why it's important for us to tell everybody. Did you know you can't tell the wrong person how to get saved? It's impossible. Well, I'm not sure if I should tell them. Yes, you should. I'm sure. It's our job to tell them all. Well, they just intimidate me. Hell should be more intimidating than any human being. I promise you. Oh, heaven's a wonderful place. A lot of things will be there. But there'll be no more crying. No more death. No more memory of sin. No more influence of sin or evil. No night. There'll be no economic problems. But there are going to be some people not there that maybe could be had we told them. Let's do our part. Every head bowed, every eye closed.